Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More market fallout from rising tensions in Eastern Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 464 points, or 1.4%, to close at 33,131. The Nasdaq was down 344 points, or more than 2.5%, and 10 of the S&P 500's 11 sectors finished in the red. The broad index closed down 79 points, or 1.8%. Stocks declined after Ukraine shifted to a war footing, declaring a state of emergency and mobilizing reservists. It also called on its citizens to immediately leave Russia. Money managers also have the Federal Reserve on their radar, closely watching for signs of how quickly the central bank will raise interest rates as it seeks to counter inflation. It's expected to begin raising rates next month. Among the day's hardest-hit stocks was Tesla. Shares closed down 7% and are now down 38% from their peak in early November. Ford finished down 2% after CEO Jim Farley said the company is not spinning off its electric vehicle business. Today's batch of earnings produced a mixed bag of results. After the bell, eBay reported fourth-quarter results in line with Wall Street estimates, according to MarketWatch, but issued a downbeat outlook for the year ahead. Shares fell more than 7% after hours. TJX, the parent of retailer TJ Maxx, fell 4.2% after the company missed expectations for sales and earnings. But the news was better for Lowe's. Shares of the home improvement giant rose about 0.2% after it reported higher sales and earnings. And shares of Overstock.com jumped nearly 23% after the company beat earnings expectations. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.